and they're brought to you courtesy of Winners Trophies, Loveless Fine Photography, and Fans Heating and Air. I'm going to give you the Oakland boys here first. And number zero, Devin Epps, 5'10 senior guard Epps. Number one, Kyle Oliver, averaging about 13 points a game. Kyle Oliver, 6'5 junior forward. Number three, Dalton Smith, 5'8 senior guard Smith. Number 24, Tariq Hughes, 6'1 junior forward. And number 52, Ricky Dunaway, averaging about 12.5 points a game, 6'7 junior Dunaway. For the Smyrna Bulldogs, Taylor Vanderbilt, number three, a 5'11 junior guard, averaging 10 points a game, 4 assists, and 2.5 steals. Number 15, Richard Mulligan, a 6'3 junior guard, Mulligan. Chevelle Glover, 6'3 junior forward, Glover. Number one, DJ Williams, a 5'8 junior guard, Williams. Number 24, senior Gonda Amiri getting the start tonight. He's been out of the lineup for a while, but in the start tonight, Gonda Amiri, number four. Vanderbilt, Mulligan, Glover, Williams, and Amiri for Brian Turner's Smyrna Bulldogs. And for Oakland, Smith, Hughes, Epps, Dunaway, and Oliver. It's your starting lineup for Oakland. Interim head coach Kurt Bell across the way. Mike Wright's son continuing to recover surgery, and we wish him well, his son well, and get you back on that sideline pretty soon, Coach. Tip controlled by the Smyrna Bulldogs. Clad in the purple, they're moving right to left. They get the ball down low to Amiri. Throws it up there, no good. Rebound Oakland, and here come the Pats. Clad in white with red trim. A little navy in there as well. Baseline goes Kyle Oliver. And off the right block, Oliver scores the first basket of the game. Smyrna moving right to left with the ball, trailing by two, just underway. Mulligan left wing. They feed down to the foul line, get it inside to Glover. Shot up, no good, but there's a foul. The first of what could be many tonight. The foul on Tariq Hughes, his first. Coach Bell sporting the Oakland sweater tonight. In the first chair this evening, Brian Turner, of course, in his first year as the head coach at Smyrna High School. Free throw, no good by Vanderbilt. He'll have another. Boys score, Siegel 23, Riverdale 12. At the end of the first quarter, that's a boys score for you. 23-12, Siegel. Missed both free throws, did Smyrna. Now Oakland with the basketball. Bringing it back outside is Oliver. Driving is Epps. Epps tries to throw the ball out to Hughes, but throws it away. Vanderbilt in the deep right corner, back out front to DJ Williams. Gets it down low. Gonda Amiri for a monstrous slam. Tied up at two apiece. Between the rings, Devin Epps. And now a foul on Smyrna, rubbing off a pick. And that's going to be on DJ Williams. It's his first. Oakland has one. And we're well on our way to a foul fest in this one, it seems. 52 fouls in the girls' game. May add a few here in this one. Inbounds to Ricky Dunaway from the baseline. Turn, spins, high, off the glass, kisses it in. Ricky Dunaway. Beautiful. Love to see the bigs working down low. Using that backboard. Lob, they get it down to Amiri. Has to kick it back out. Mulligan's three ball in there. Richard Mulligan, first bank three. To Mulligan to throw that one in. Lob down low, backdoor pass to Kyle Oliver. 6-5 after the pass from Tariq Hughes. Oakland with 1 point advantage. We played 2 minutes here in this boys game. Bounce pass to the foul line, now back out left side. Vanderbilt's three is no good. Rebound taken out by Tariq Hughes. Epps brings it down in the corner to Kyle Oliver now. Back out front, Ricky Dunaway in the rings. Dunaway feeds Oliver, cutting through. in the lane. Shot no good. Dunaway tipped it up, but run down by Williams. The loose ball, and in traffic, he's going to be tripped up by Devin Epps. I believe. Yep. Foul is on Epps. Checking into the game is Darryl Harrelson. Harrelson in for the Bulldogs. And now a foul on the inbound is going to be called on Dunaway, I think. It is. Tis first. After a quarter of play, MTCS leads the Eagleville boys 25-13. 25-13, that's a boys' score for you. In the act of shooting was Harrelson, and he misses the first Toots free throw. He'll have another. One more toss here for Harrelson. Shot it, and it's a little short. Missed them both. Smyrna had the rebound, but must have pushed off in the process. 2-3. The foul is on Glover. 2-3. Oakland bringing the ball up the floor, leading by one. A slow start for both teams here so far. Epps passes here right side to Oliver. Back out to Gerald Reeves, who just checked in. Left side, the three ball up, no good. Rebound off the glass, Oliver. Nice rebound and put back by Oliver. Oakland by three. Williams burns it across to Mulligan, fakes the pass inside, now does pass inside, broken up by Dalton Smith. Up the floor, Oliver, lob. Throws it up, missed the shot after the pass to Epps. One too many passes there for the Pats. In the lane, shot no good. They're going to call an offensive foul on DJ Williams. Second foul for him. Akina Okiki checks in, the 6'2 sophomore. He comes in for Williams. So Coach Turner having to go into the lineup pretty deep early. No look pass, Epps, and has it stolen away. Maybe should have looked there. Okeke breaks it up, brings it down the floor. Lob in the lane. Harrelson missed the shot. Both teams are pretty cold from the field. Dalton Smith. Smith gives it up, driving, shot, Hugh, yep. Terry Hughes, his first basket of the night, open by five. Left wing, Okeke, around the horn, right side to Mulligan, now back to Vanderbilt for the tray, matches his number. Three ball for number three, first bank three, Taylor Vanderbilt, 10-8. Oakland with the ball in the lead, Epps. They try to burn it down low. It's going to hit the guy wire. The long pass from Oliver, and it'll be Smyrna basketball. Dunaway back in. Cameron Hughes, Jr., in for the Oakland Patriots. Actually, it's going to be Oakland basketball, not Smyrna. Inbounds, Dunaway for three. Got it to Paul, and there's a foul. Ricky Dunaway, the big man from downtown. And there is a foul. Dunaway going to the line for the rare four-point attempt. The line being the Toots free throw line. Good food and fun on Broad and South Church in the borough and Sam Ridley in Smyrna. Got it. Four-point play, Ricky Dunaway. 14-8. Oakland. Ryan Gibbons going to check in for Oakland here at the next dead ball. KK around to Vanderbilt, to Mulligan, deeper in the corner. Ameri checks back in. Now they get it back to Gonda, trying to go in their baseline, flips it back out. Mulligan, three, banks it in from downtown. Mulligan with two, first bank threes here in the first half, first quarter. 3 minutes to go here in the first. Three-point Oakland lead. Dalton Smith, top of the key. Left side to Hughes, Cameron Hughes. Now to Tariq Hughes, misses the shot. Rebound, Vanderbilt comes out of there with it to Mulligan. Mulligan left wing. Fakes right, goes left. Now Vanderbilt for three off the lip of the rim. Rebound, Smyrna had it. And Mikhail Repress, who just checked in, tried to lay it in the hole, but Dalton Smith fouled. 14 fouls apiece, so 8 fouls in the first. Oh, what? 6 minutes? It's more than a foul a minute, isn't it? Inbounds to Mulligan. Bounce pass back outside to Vanderbilt, back to Mulligan. He's pretty hot. Okeke, bounce pass, broken up by Kyle Oliver. Now the long pass is restolen by the Bulldogs and Taylor Vanderbilt. To Okeke, trying to go baseline, nothing there. To Vanderbilt, to Mulligan, way out there on the right wing. Bounce pass, baseline. Amari burns it underneath and throws it away to Kyle Oliver, who's going to lay it in the hole. Oh, he missed the shot. Amari with the rebound. Long pass up to Mulligan. Doesn't have the numbers. May stop. He does. He pops. He scores. Richard Mulligan. 14-13. Richard Mulligan's on fire. His jersey's about to burn up. 14-13 Oakland. Minute 38 to go in the first quarter. Top of the key. They left him open. The shot no good by Kyle Oliver. Rebound taken away by the Bulldogs. Mikhail Repress. Left side. Okeke looking in. Nothing there. Back around the horn. To the right side. To Repress. Back to Mulligan. Pulls up for the long two. He hits this one. Richard Mulligan with 10 first quarter points. And give Smyrna their first lead of the game, 15-14. Cameron Hughes has it for Oakland now. To Ricky Dunaway, deep left wing. Now they pass in the corner to Ryan Gibbons. Looks for the two, nothing there. Good job defensively there. Ricky Dunaway tries the hook shot, missed it. Goes up again, missed that. Rebound, Oakland has it again. And now a foul called as Jarrell Reeves pulled down the rebound. And I believe Mulligan's going to get tagged with the foul, and he is. Richard Mulligan's first foul. Amari goes out. Back in, Daryl Harrelson for the Bulldogs. Hunter Farrell, the senior forward, is on crutches, has a walking boot on that left leg. They're the walking wounded over there. Smyrna is. Shot up, no good. Rebound, put back. This one falls. Reeves missed the first, but got his own rebound and laid it in the hole. Oakland by one with 29 seconds left in the first quarter. Mulligan, bounce pass, down low to Harrelson, turn, spins, the hook shot in there. Harrelson in the lane. The three-footer falls. Smyrna by one. And it's Cameron Hughes looking back at Coach Bell with 9 with 8, goes to work. With 7 with 6, Oliver pulls up from the left elbow. Good. Oliver with 8 points. He's on fire, too. Mulligan from way downtown. Oh, my goodness. Three-quarter court. It hit the back of the rim and almost fell through. It's the only thing he hasn't had fall tonight in the first quarter. 18-17. Oakland leads by one. We'll be right back.
Hodge Construction Service is a proud supporter of Rutherford County student athletes. Terry Hodge is a true friend to local students. Hodge Construction Services specializes in all types of home repair, carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work. He also specializes in doing quality work on time. You don't pay a penny until the job is finished. Hodge Construction Services can be reached at 390-8941. Hodge Construction Services, 390-8941.
The brand new Mills Family Pharmacy has so much more to offer than before. For example, they have a walk-in clinic now, You can also save time by using the new drive-thru window. Pharmacist Chad Mills told us he's proud to sponsor high school sports this year.
We are very proud to sponsor all local high school athletics. We believe that if we invest in local high school sports, we are investing in Rutherford County's future.
Stop by the brand new Mills Family Pharmacy today. They're in the Barfield community on South Church next door to Toots. Online at millsfamilypharmacy.com.
Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's crown jewel.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
I'm State Farm agent Monty Keene, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm agent Andy Womack brings you the second quarter at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Andy Womack, 890-0850. Oakland ball, they lead by one. Dunaway, top of the key, 4-3. Oh, my goodness, the big man from long range. He's got nine. 21-17 Oakland. Laverne Wolverines lead Stewart's Creek 23-17 after a quarter of play in boys. And that's an update on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Mulligan around the horn, gives it up to repress, now gets it back. Mulligan to Amari in the lane. Floats one up there. No good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Mulligan. And Oakland basketball. 4-point Oakland lead. And they have the ball. They've traded the lead here for a while. Dunaway feeds it inside to Jarrell Reeves, and then there's a foul. It'll be out of bounds, an Oakland ball. The foul on Smyrna's Mulligan. It's two on him, and that is the combined ninth team foul. Nope, tenth team foul. Bishop Martin comes in for Smyrna, junior guard. Dunaway flips it back out. Now gets it back in to Jarrell Reeves, who turns and spins in the lane and scores. 23-17 Oakland. Oakland on a little bit of a run here. Vanderbilt with the ball now. Drives. Going to get in there. Shoot. It's going to be a travel before the shot. Walked with the basketball. Turnover Smyrna. Took away a big opportunity there. Dalton Smith back in for the Pats. 6 minutes, 35 seconds, and rolling here. Left to go before halftime. Competitive boys game after a really competitive girls game, too. Driving, going right side, off the block, no good by Devin Epps. Smyrna on the run. Pass down the floor to Vanderbilt for the lay-in. 5 points for Taylor. Now to the right side. Oliver back out front. Now gets it back. Dunaway back to Oliver. Working the right wing. Top of the key hips. Now Dunaway in the deep left corner to Dalton Smith. Looking for something inside is Oakland. Kyle Oliver, there he is. Dunaway drives the lane. Has it blocked by Amari. Ball on the floor. And now Dunaway is going to foul after the rebound. Ricky's second foul and the seventh team foul, so we should be... No, just a fifth team foul. I apologize. Up the floor with 5.5 to go. Smyrna trailing by four. Vanderbilt between the rings. Looking inside for Amari. Kind of double teaming him. To Bishop over in the far corner. Now a whistle. It's going to be that kind of game, folks. A grind it out foul fest. Foul is on Oliver. His first, sixth team foul. picking up with this boys' game where the girls' game left off. Repressed to inbound to Vanderbilt. He has it right wing. Flips it back outside to Bishop Martin. Now left wing, OKK. Driving baseline, cut off. Outside. Three ball up and no good by Bishop Martin. Rebound, Oakland has it. They're on the run. Down the left sideline to Epps. Epps to the foul line. Glides all the way in there. Uses the block. Shoots and scores. Devin Epps. The senior took it all the way. 6-point lead for Oakland with 4:39 to go in the half. Trying to bounce pass down low to Ameri, and it goes out of bounds off of Smyrna's fingertips, and Smyrna wants a timeout, which we'll take as well. Oakland leads by 6 on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Toots. Here at Toots Restaurants, one of our most popular menu items are our seafood baskets. Fried clam, catfish, and oyster baskets are all our favorites. And also, we have a fried shrimp basket. At Toots, our most popular appetizer is, believe it or not, fried dill pickles. We've been serving those for 27 years. At Toots, we're very proud of our menu and our menu prices and our daily specials. You can bring the whole family in and eat very reasonably at any of our 3 locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by DirecTV by Intersource, Rick's Barbecue, Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ears Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction. At the half, Siegel leads Riverdale 43-34. Siegel scored on 7 last 10 possessions to close out the first half of play, to close the gap, trailing Siegel 43-34. That one's at the half on your Jennings and Ears Funeral Home scoreboard. Here, Oakland with a 6-point lead and the ball. After the timeout, Epps to the foul line, pulls up for the J. It's no good. Rebound, Smyrna. OKK, the outlet pass to Vanderbilt. Goes to the left wing, back to OKK, now right side to DJ Williams. DJ, nowhere to go in the corner. Back around the horn. I want to get inside to Ameri. And there is a huge war going on there between Gonda and Kyle Oliver, and they're going to tag Oliver with the foul. Oliver kind of wrapped around him. Second foul on Oliver. 14 team fouls here in the first half so far. And Gonda Ameri goes to the Toots free throw line. Wings, burgers, salads, more with 3 local locations. I'm hungry now. Toots, good food and fun. Ameri's toss is good. He'll have another. Senior toes the line. Big boy, about 6'7". Shot it and missed it. Off the front of the rim. Rebound, tipped around and broken up. And here comes Smyrna with the ball. OKK stole it away. Oakland by 5, Smyrna basketball. Ameri goes up and is fouled before the shot, but it's going to be a 1-1 anyway. Jarrell Reeves with the foul, I believe. Jarrell Reeves picks up the foul. And Gonda Ameri going to the charity stripe again. Shot it and missed it. So doesn't get the second Toots free throw attempt. 15 team fouls here in the first half so far. Right side for Oakland, Jarrell Reeves. Turn, spins, nice move off the left block, or right block rather, but the shot a little short. Harrelson comes up with the rebound. Here comes Smyrna on the run. Back out front to DJ Williams. Glides in the lane, gets it down low for a Ameri slam. 25-23, Oakland by 3. Bulldogs on a little run now. Both teams have had some runs in the game. Kyle Oliver underneath, they say no shot. Basket went, but there was a foul for the shot. It's on Ameri. First foul for him. And to the Toots free throw line, Kyle Oliver. He's got eight, looking to add to that tonight. Oakland's leading scorer is Ricky Dunaway, thanks to two first bank threes. Shot it and missed it. The team struggling from the free throw line a bit. Amari with the rebound. In the lane, Williams. From the right block, has the pass back out to Vanderbilt. Looked over the three, couldn't take it. Vanderbilt uses a pick now, glides in there. About a six-footer, no good. Rebound, Okeke. Shot won't go, but he's hacked. Anakena Okeke going to the charity stripe with 2:36 to go in the first half. Winners tonight in girls, MTCS in overtime over Eagleville, 55-50. Riverdale 62, Siegel 25. Stewart's Creek, their first district win in school history, 65-44 over Laverne. And Oakland held off Smyrna 70-66. Let's look at your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard in girls. First free throw by Okeke, no good. He will have another. Looking to draw his team within two. This one in and out. Rebound, Ricky Dunaway. Here comes Epps. Looking in the corner to Dalton Smith. Back to Dunaway, back to Smith. Way out there for the three. Devin Epps from downtown. First bank three. Top of the key. Really about 3 foot behind the key. Big basket for 28-22 Pats. 2:08 to go in the first half. Pass back out to DJ Williams, and Smyrna resets. Looking inside, now back out to Okeke. Off his foot, picks it up now. Throws it across court to DJ Williams. He's at the left wing spot. Drives in the lane, flips it back out in the corner, thrown away. Devin Epp steps right in front of that. Bounce pass, great one to Dalton Smith. Layup no good by Hughes. Cameron Hughes is fouled. It's all Oakland could do to save the shot there. It's Daryl Harrelson's first foul. Both teams have at least done a good job of spreading out the fouls. That was not the case in the girls' game, which saw five players, three from Smyrna, two from Oakland, foul out of the game. First Toots free throw is up and no good. Cameron Hughes. Toots, good food and fun with daily specials to save you money. Visit Toots.com. Not keeping team stats here tonight, but both Smyrna and Oakland have struggled with free throws this evening. The second one falls for Hughes. My partner John Dinkins will rejoin me tomorrow night for the Oakland-Riverdale games from Riverdale's Johnny Parsley Memorial Gym. Bounce pass by Smyrna. They get it to Harrelson off the right block. There's a foul. Go figure. If I had a dollar for all the fouls tonight, I'd make a little money. 52 in the girls' game. I'd even take a 50-cent piece for all those fouls tonight. Harrelson goes to the charity stripe. First toss by Daryl. Barely hits the front of the rim. Just does get a piece of it. He'll have another one. This one's up, and this one's good. 29-23, a minute 20 to go. Oakland with the ball and the lead. Left wing Epps. They get it over there to Cameron Hughes. Now Epps gets it back, top of the key. This three crawls over, won't fall. Put back will for Gerald Reeves, and he's fouled. Foul is on DJ Williams. That's three for him. And Reeves at the foul line. It's the old-fashioned three-pointer. 32-23, Oakland pulling away here a little bit with a minute six to go in the first half. Bulldogs need a basket. Oakland trying to hold ship here. in the lane. Harrelson, awkward jumper, no good. Dalton Smith down the floor, and now Smith has it stolen away, but a whistle. They're going to call a foul on Vanderbilt, I think. It's not Vanderbilt, though. It's Williams. It's four on DJ. What a game. Free throw is good by Dalton Smith. His first points of the game. Gibbons coming in. Now it's Kyle Oliver. DJ Williams going to the bench for a while. And Bishop Martin, the junior, into the game for him. Second toss is good by Dalton Smith. 34-23 Oakland. 50 seconds to go. And Smyrna basketball. Vanderbilt has it right side to Martin. Deep in the left corner, OKK. Now they reset. Vanderbilt for three from downtown. Taylor Vanderbilt. Boy, they're shooting some long-range threes here tonight. 34-26, the new score. Pats up with 20 seconds and going to hold the ball here for the last shot of the half, I think. Devin Epps dribbling around with 12, with 10. Now with 9, with 8, goes to work with 7. With 6, gets a pick with 5, with 4 to Ryan Givens for 3. It is good at the horn. Beautifully executed. And Ryan Givens with the first bank 3 at the horn to put Oakland up 37-26. And we are at the half. 37-26. Halftime score, Oakland leading Smyrna. Stay with us. We're going to come back here and have some stats here at the halftime, brought to you by Loveless Fine Photography. Winners trophies and fans heating and air. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
DirecTV by Entersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
Each friend you refer to DirecTV, you get $100 in credit. But with DirecTV by Entersource, it's even better.
We're going to actually add a $25 gift card to you for trusting us to take care of your friend.
Up to $1,000 from DirecTV and $250 from DirecTV by Entersource.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Entersource, 815-1800.
Since 2008, your neighbors have trusted locally owned Ace Construction of Tennessee for their roofing, siding, gutters, insurance claim assistance, and more.
A large part of what we do is handle insurance claims.
Kenny Bell with Ace Construction.
We have an in-house licensed adjuster on staff. We work closely with your insurance company to help ensure all damaged items are accounted for and properly paid for before any repairs begin.
Ace Construction of Tennessee, 809-2621, online at aceconstructiontn.com.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
We fulfill all your tax preparation needs from individual returns to corporations and handle any of those scary letters you may get from the IRS.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
Get styled for fall at Stones River Mall. Cooler weather is just around the corner, so shop now for this season's hottest fashions. Pair a cozy sweater with dark denim to look trendy while you cheer on your favorite team. Shop for your favorites at Dillard's, JCPenney, or Versona. With more than 60 retailers, you're sure to find something you love at Stones River Mall. Find us on Facebook and Twitter for style tips, upcoming events, and sales info.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
Now's the best time to make your yard the talk of the neighborhood. This is Lester Martin, and it's the perfect time to let Martin's Home and Garden plant trees, shrubs, and perennials. Plus, we do leaf removal. From residential to commercial, let our expert landscape designers come out for a free estimate and craft a magnificent lawn, office center, or whatever you need.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Dean Mrs.
Where beauty and quality meet.
Hey, Grandpa, we got this large pizza for $5.
Well, paint me blue and call me babe.
I'm serious.
Get a hot and ready pepperoni pizza for $5 or a three-meat treat for $8 at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
Little Caesars proudly introduces the new deep, deep dish pizza with 8 thick, crispy corner slices hot and ready every day for just $8.
Pizza, pizza.
Here in Murfreesboro, Little Caesars is on Memorial by Haynes Hardware, Rutherford Boulevard near Walmart, and on Franklin Road by the Mabco.
Pizza, pizza.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we welcome you back here to Oakland High School, Randy King Gymnasium, and at the half, your score is 37 to 26. And we're at halftime. Let me give you a few stats here, and we'll run down the scoreboard for you as well. Give you the girls' scores and boys' scores. And I'll say hello to Mike Wright, who may be out there listening in this evening. And boys right now leading Smyrna 37-26. Oakland looking for their second district win of the year. Smyrna's 2-3 in the district, Oakland 1-3. Smyrna leads 37-26 here at the half. Here's the scoring for you. For Oakland, Dalton Smith with two for Tariq Hughes, 5 points for Devin Epps, 9 points Ricky Dunaway, 3 points for Ryan Gibbons, 7 for Gerald Reeves, and 8 points for Kyle Oliver. Cameron Hughes has one as well. Nobody in deep foul trouble for Oakland, although there have been so many fouls, it's been hard to keep up. Smyrna's D.J. Williams has 4 fouls. Started tonight's game. Gonda Emery back in seeing his first action in a while with 5 points and a foul in the first half. 3 points for Daryl Harrelson, 10 points for Richard Mulligan, and Taylor Vanderbilt with 8. Richard Mulligan's 10 points all came in the first quarter, and he's been pretty quiet since. That's a look at the stats from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. Jennings and Air's Funeral Home scoreboard for you. Girls scores first in overtime. MTCS defeats Eagleville 55-50. Eagleville, by the way. Riverdale 62, Siegel 25. It was Stewart's Creek picking up their first ever district win, 65-44 over Laverne. And Oakland a winner, 70-66. Oakland held on to win after building a 15-point halftime lead, 70-66 the final. All right, and in boys, let me see. Check for one new one and nothing there. So here's what we have so far. At halftime, Laverne boys lead Stewart's Creek 40-25. Laverne pulling away with that one. At the half, MTCS 38, Eagleville 25. Christian School leading Eagleville 38-25. And at halftime, about to start the second half, Siegel 43, Riverdale 34. Those are the scores we have for you on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. And when we return here to Oakland High School and Randy King Gymnasium, the second half for you between Oakland and Smyrna. Your score, Oakland 37, Smyrna 26, as you listen in to State Farm Prep Basketball.
Krischer Law Firm, planning for the future, protecting families, preserving wealth.
I'm Ralph Krischer of Krischer Law Firm in Murfreesboro, and I want to help you and your family keep more of your hard-earned money. There's probably someone in your life that you've thought about leaving your assets to. Many people think a will takes care of their family, but did you know there are serious issues with a will? There are better alternatives. Learn more at KrischerLawFirm.com. That's K-R-I-S-H-E-R LawFirm.com.
Planning for the future, protecting families, preserving wealth.
The time is now.
Four income-producing properties will be auctioned off during an estate auction Saturday, January 25th in Murfreesboro. Homes selling subject to court approval. Some of the homes bring in as much as $895 per month. Auctions will be in Murfreesboro Saturday, January 25th on Willow Drive, Wingate Drive, New Woodbury Highway, and Murfreesboro Pike. See pictures at BobParksAuction.com.
Bob Parks Auction.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has more than 20 specialties and over 65 physicians ready to assist you and your family on your health destination point. The Comprehensive Breast Center at MMC offers complete breast care, such as screenings, therapies, surgeries, and reconstruction in a compassionate and caring atmosphere, combining the unique talents of multiple specialists, providing rapid and accurate results. For more information, contact Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, your journey to good health.
Get to a better State Farm.
Trying to stretch your paycheck a little further than last sometimes means cutting costs. Why not start with a discount double check? I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and I can help make sure you're getting the car insurance discounts you deserve. Give me a call today at 893-9898.
Get to a better State Farm.
One in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and I can help you get to a better state. 896-2013.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. For any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions, Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown.
Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
About to get this second half underway, and it's going to be brought to you by our friends at Jones Car Wash. Proud to support all Rutherford County student-athletes. Located on Memorial across from O'Charley's, Jones Car Wash offers full service and exterior car wash services. Each wash includes wheel cleaner, bug removal, and towel drying. They also offer Rain-X, foam wax, tire shine, underbody wash, and air freshener, which requires no additional time. Better service, better wash, right price. Give Jones Car Wash a try next time you decide to wash your car. They are on Memorial across from O'Charley's. Smyrna basketball to start the second half of play. And with the basketball now, give you the starting lineup. Okeke in there, Gonda Mary, who just hit the basket inside the paint. Let's see, Glover, Mulligan, and Vanderbilt. Kyle Oliver lets it fly from the right side, and Oliver with the first bank three for the Oakland Patriots. Maybe the Oakland lineup here as well. Smith, Hughes, Epps, Dunaway, and Oliver. Starting lineups in the second half for Winners Trophies, Fans Heating and Air, and Loveless Fine Photography. Three ball, Vanderbilt, a little long, rebound tipped by Ricky Dunaway, controlled by Dalton Smith. Here he comes. Fast as a cat down the floor to the left corner. Gets it in the corner to Hughes. Now passes off, Hughes gets it back. Deep in the left corner, now drives in the lane. Bounce pass, turning, spinning, nice move. But one too many steps for Kyle Oliver. Finished it off with a basket, but not going to count. Smyrna basketball. The lead is 11 for the Pats. Bounce pass kicked out of bounds. And to inbound for the Bulldogs will be Chevelle Glover, the junior, does so to Vanderbilt, who has it tipped out of his hands by Epps. Now gets it back and then travels. So turnover for the Bulldogs. A slow start here in the second half for both teams, kind of. Played about a minute and a half. Little halftime rust. They'll knock that off. Dalton Smith gets it off into the corner to Oliver. Baseline to the foul line. Shot up by Hughes, no good. Rebound tip up by Ricky Dunaway. 11 points for the big man. He's got it done all over the floor tonight. OKK tries to drive, nothing there. Backs it back out. Mulligan feeds off inside. Mulligan to Trey Crawford. I'm sorry. To Glover. And it's good. First basket for the junior Glover. 11-point Oakland lead. 5.5 to go in the third. Dunaway to Hughes. Tariq in the corner to Devin Epps. Epps back to Dunaway for three. He's done it twice tonight. Misses this one. Gonda Amiri with the rebound. Stolen away. Oakland has it. In the lane, offensive foul. Called on Devin Epps. Jarrell Reeves coming back in. Walking it down the floor is Taylor Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt to Mulligan. Coming here near side to OKK. Driving, Vanderbilt. They're going to call a foul on. No, they call an offensive foul. So the foul is on Vanderbilt. That's two on him. And Oakland with the basketball. Kyle Oliver. Oliver gives it up to Epps. Epps in the corner. Epps drives. To Dalton Smith. Down low. Great give and go. Tariq Hughes with an assist. Give that assist to Oliver. Tariq Hughes with the basket. And Smyrna timeout, which we'll take as well. 13-point lead for the Patriots. 4:29 to go in the third quarter on State Farm Prep Basketball.
You'll feel the difference at Jerry Potts Car Care when you walk in the door at 2420 Southgate Boulevard.
It's family. I feel we offer an alternative to having to go to the dealer.
That's Stacy Potts Orfis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We treat everybody with respect. We're going to fix their vehicle how we would fix our own vehicle and make it safe. And we stand behind everything.
Jerry Potts Car Care, just off South Church by the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
DirecTV by Entersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
Get unrivaled customer service.
We had a customer watching the UT Florida game, and they moved the TV outside and messed something up, and they had a patio full of people wanting to watch the game, and they called me in a panic. I drove on out there. We got it working. It's just those little things that make experience better.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Entersource, 815-1800.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you in part by DirecTV by Intersource, Rick's Barbecue, Gil's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction. Vanderbilt, a long pass to Glover, drives in the lane, shot, crawls over the rim, won't go. Rebound, Oakland has it. Jarrell Reeves comes out of there with it to Dalton Smith. Missed opportunity there for the Bulldogs. Left side Epps drives, foul line, has it stripped away, and now a foul called. OKK with the foul. Lots of whistles tonight. Third quarter scores on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, 66-51 Siegel. 66-51 Siegel leading Riverdale. And after three quarters of play, MTCS 54, Eagleville 41. Inbounds, and Jarrell Reeves with the easy lay-in. Nice inbounds play there by the Pats. Whistle, foul called. That's Oakland's Tariq Hughes. Fouls Vanderbilt, trying to cut him off. Let's see. Smyrna Going with Tristan James, seeing his first action tonight. Both teams have gone pretty deep. Someone came in for Oakland, too. I'll have to check that. Bounce pass. They get it down low to Glover. Glover, offensive foul. Well, nobody clad in purple and gold are happy tonight with the fouls. Offensive fouls are kind of like turnovers. Don't get the points. Lose the basketball possession as well. Oakland lead is up to 15. Left wing. Working the ball now is Cameron Hughes. They whip it around to the far side to Jarrell Reeves. Down low. Epps goes up, misses the shot. Mulligan with the rebound. Richard passes it left side to Glover. Down to Harrelson for the lay-in. Harrelson with 5 points tonight. 45-32. Oakland. Smith for three from the right wing. Dalton Smith. First bank three-pointer. No doubt about it. Vanderbilt looks over the three. Now they're going to call a push and off foul on Taylor Vanderbilt, and that's three fouls for him, I think. Glover is going to come out. I think a man came in for him. It is Amari who checked in. Oakland's ball. Cutting through is Smith, and the pass is thrown away. Oliver threw it away, and here come the Bulldogs. Vanderbilt from the left elbow. Can't bank it in. He's fouled. Check it for Oakland. It's 11. Cam Hughes picks up the foul. And at the Toots free throw line is Taylor Vanderbilt. Toots Good Food and Fun, wings, burgers, salads, and more with three local locations. Toots free throw number one is good. Bounced high off the back of the rim and then fell through for Taylor. If he hits this one, he'll be in double figures, joining Richard Mulligan. All of Richard's points came in the first quarter. Been held scoreless since. Second toss, this one's good. Vanderbilt with 10. 48-34, Oakland. 2:20 to go in the third quarter. District game, district battle, part of our three-game week of State Farm 7AAA basketball. In the lane, shot up by Oliver. No good, but he's hacked. He's fouled. And we're going to spend a lot of time at the free throw line here in the second half, I think. Gonda Amiri with the foul. And at the free throw line stands Kyle Oliver with 11 points. Toots free throw is good. Girls winners tonight, MTCS in overtime, Riverdale, Stewart's Creek, their first ever win in the district, and Oakland. Second toss here for number one, Kyle Oliver. This one's good as well. A junior with 13 points. This game's going to finish well behind the other games. Up to 27 fouls in this game. In the girls' game, there were 52. I don't think they're getting paid per whistle, surely. Smyrna ball, Vanderbilt, Mulligan playing catch. Mulligan bounce pass to Vanderbilt for the long tray. Left side, yes, sir. First bank three, Taylor Vanderbilt. 13 points for him, 50-37. 13-point lead for the Oakland Patriots. Driving to the rack. Nice move baseline by Oliver on the far side. Kyle Oliver working that like a man. 52-37 Pats. Handoff pass to Mulligan. Works right side. They're working left to right as we see it. Three ball up by Vanderbilt. He's fouled shooting the three. Ball gets stuck between the rim and the backboard. And he's going to get to shoot three free throws. Foul on Oakland is on Cam Hughes. His second. And Vanderbilt at the line to shoot three. Toots free throws. Misses the first. And Mary going to check back in here in just a second for the Bulldogs. Second toss falls through for Vanderbilt. And Mary coming in for Daryl Harrelson. OKK comes in as well. He checks in for Tristan James. And the third free throw falls through for Vanderbilt. So he hit two of three from the Toots free throw line. 52-39. Ryan Givens checks in, and he has the ball now. To Dalton Smith, back to Epps where they started. To Givens for three in the corner, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Oakland. Oh, tipped out of bounds by Smyrna, I guess. Oakland basketball. Oakland will inbound here on the near baseline. Triggering it in is Reeves. Shot from the left side, Kyle Oliver. It's a long two just over the line here from the left wing spot. Stolen away, Givens, bounce pass. Down low, shot up, blocked, goes out of bounds. Epps couldn't get it to fall, but it will be Oakland basketball on the far baseline this time with 41 seconds to go. Inbounds pass, long one into Givens. Takes it to the far sideline, gives it up to Epps now between the circles. Just over mid-court stripe, actually, with 29 seconds. The count is on, takes a few dribbles. Got a move and can't get away from it. And there's the 5-second call. Didn't do a very good job at that. Epps kind of got trapped. So Smyrna with the ball with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Vanderbilt brings it up the floor. Goes to the far side. Flips it in the corner. They get it over to OKK. Now way back out front with four, with three to Mulligan, with two, with one. A floater in the lane. Bounces three times and falls. Richard Mulligan with 12. And your score at the end of the third. Oakland leads Smyrna 54-41. Fourth quarter coming at you right after this on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Murfreesboro Medical Clinic's third annual Ball in the Borough. Whether you decide to shave your head, volunteer, or donate, it's an easy and fun way to raise money for a very serious cause, like a walkathon, but without the blisters. Bald in the Borough event is scheduled for March 14th at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. To find out how you can be involved, or to donate, go to www.baldintheborough.com. Come on and be a hero.
Bell Jewelers, the unforgettable jeweler.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
The brand new Mills Family Pharmacy has so much more to offer than before. For example, they have a walk-in clinic now. You can also save time by using the new drive-thru window. Pharmacist Chad Mills told us he's proud to sponsor high school sports this year.
We are very proud to sponsor all local high school athletics. We believe that if we invest in local high school sports, we are investing in Rutherford County's future.
Stop by the brand new Mills Family Pharmacy today. They're in the Barfield community on South Church next door to Toots. Online at millsfamilypharmacy.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oakland basketball to start the fourth quarter, brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, First Bank, Realtor Annette Bratcher with Reliant Realty, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden. And the first 11 seconds yield a foul on Ricky Dunaway of Oakland. Third foul for him. Don't forget, Tomorrow night, 5:45, DirecTV by Intersource pregame show on the air here on WGNS, or right after the Lady Raider game. As we'll have Oakland Riverdale prep basketball tomorrow night. Coming up in the postgame show, Prentice also heating an air postgame show straight ahead. Richard Mulligan bounce passes it in the corner to Glover. Whistle, foul. Going to be called on Oliver, I think. Going to be a long fourth quarter, friends. Oliver picks up number three. Going to be shooting free throws here in a few. Inbounds, Vanderbilt for three, no good. Rebound, Epps comes away with it. Devin brings it down the floor to the right wing. To Givens, now left wing. Working there with it is Tariq Hughes. Outside, Jarrell Reeves, now left wing. Oliver has it. Throws it away because Epps couldn't run it down. That stomp you heard was Coach Bell, not very happy about what went on there. Smyrna gets it down low. Glover underneath the basket, bounces three times, won't fall. Rebound tipped up by Reeves, pulled down by Reeves, and now Mulligan fouls. I believe it's Mulligan, we'll see. I still haven't reported it. Not sure they even know who the foul's on. It's 23. It's Glover's fourth foul. Both teams at six team fouls. So, we'll be shooting the bonus the rest of the way, both sides. Exciting news, I know. 6:43 to go in the game. 54-41, Pats with the ball in the lead. Right side, Oliver takes it to the foul line. Turns, spins, flips it out to Givens. He looks over the three, not there. Back to Oliver, baseline, bounces it in. Thought he was too far underneath the basket, but he uses the backboard beautifully. Has 19 points now. Played a heck of a game, Kyle Oliver. Mulligan to the foul line. Mulligan glides, dumps it down low, throws it away, intended for Harrelson. Mulligan gave up about a six-footer for a two-footer, but I don't think Harrelson was in a good spot to receive that pass. Inbounds to Devin Epps. Full court pressure here this time by the Bulldogs. Tariq Hughes, they couldn't get it across the timeline, but Coach Bell gets a timeout called for Oakland before the 10 seconds, and it's a 30-second break. And a final word here from our friends Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction Company. This team of professionally trained auctioneers will utilize the auction process to sell your property. Industry leaders now here in Middle Tennessee. Well, not only Middle Tennessee, let's take it to the Southeast region, as they're one of the trusted names in the auction business, period. And they're ready to go to work for you. Consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. Coming up a bit later on, Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show, Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner tomorrow morning from Farmer's Family Restaurant. We'll be live there between 9 and 11:45 or so. Oakland to inbound. They do here at midcourt. Good timeout there by Coach Bell. Save a turnover. Great give and go. Down low, pass to Reeves, and he finishes it off with a big basket. 87-70 is the final. Siegel defeats Riverdale 87-70. Final in on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard as Vanderbilt takes it in baseline and is fouled. Foul on Reeves. And Vanderbilt going to the line to shoot two here at the Toots free throw line. First boys' final is in. Siegel 87, Riverdale 70. Siegel remains undefeated, both the district and overall. Free throw is good by Vanderbilt. 16 points for him. Siegel is 5-0, 18-0 in the district. Big week for them next week with Blackman and Laverne. Free throw misses the second, a little long. I think Tuesday is the game with Blackman, and that will take them to the midway point. The midway point of the season is tomorrow's games, I guess, for most teams. Right side, Dalton Smith has it for Oakland. 5:19 to go in the game, 58-42, Pats. Oliver with the long shot from the right elbow, no good. Running down the loose ball. Great hustle there by Oakland. And Jarrell Reeves, shot up, no good. Rebound, Pats putting it back in. No, this one won't fall. And here comes Vanderbilt for Smyrna. Three ball from the right wing. First bank three for Taylor Vanderbilt. Bulldogs aren't done yet. 58-45. Full court press here by Smyrna. In the backcourt, Tariq Hughes. They get it down the floor. Hughes up to Cameron Hughes, down low, cutting through Tariq. Off the left block, it's good. 60-45. Back up to a 15-point lead. Vanderbilt, three ball again. This one just a little long. Rebound. Smallest kid on the floor, Dalton Smith, pulls down the rebound. He's tough as nails. Cam Hughes to Oliver in the lane. Shot missed. Little floater. Harrelson with the rebound to Vanderbilt. Flips it out to Mulligan. Drives the lane. No look pass down low. Harrelson missed it. Got his own rebound. Trying to go up and is hacked. We'll check the fouls for you. Or the foul. It's on Hughes. It's four on Cam, I believe. Maybe just three. It is three. Had a tough time keeping up with all of them. At the foul line stands Darryl Harrelson with 5 points, the senior, with the Toots free throw. Big deep breath, first of all. Bend to the knee. Shot it. Got it. He'll have another. 6 points for Harrelson. 60-46, just under 4 minutes to play in the game from Randy King Gymnasium. Another shot from the free throw line. This one short by Harrelson. Rebound tipped twice and finally pulled down by Ricky Dunaway. Hard to get something by that big man. Oakland bringing it down the floor. Cam Hughes back out to Epps. Epps works between the rings, now takes it to the far side. Stopped his dribble, got to give it up. Does to Cameron Hughes. Back to Epps. Dunaway, left side, drives in, nothing there. Back to Dalton Smith. Back far side now. They're working right to left or down the pool end here at Oakland. Smith, top of the key. Back outside to Cam Hughes, to Epps. Burn it down low to Jarrell Reeves in the lane. Hook shot in there. Well, that was pretty. Little four-footer, Jarrell Reeves, right-handed hook. 62-46, driving baseline as Mulligan missed the shot. Rebound Dunaway and has it tripped away. Now three up, no good by Vanderbilt. Rebound, and here come the Patriots. No, they back it back out. Going to take some time, waste some clock here. And Epps to Dunaway, deep right corner. 2:44, clock rolling in Oakland's favor. Back out right side to Smith. Left wing looking over the three. Now Hughes takes it, misses the shot. Rebound Smyrna. Deeper in the corner, left side to DJ Williams. Playing with four fouls. DJ, lazy pass and threw it away. Down the floor, Epps going to have a layup. Got it, and there is a foul. Give Epps the basket. Give Mulligan the foul and send Epps to the Toots free throw line. Good food and fun, Broad and South Church here in the borough, Sam Ridley in Smyrna. Toots Wing sound pretty good right now, don't they? Ricky Dunaway going to go out. Coach Bell doing some subbing here. Trying to see who checked in. One shot for Epps. And he connects on the plus one. Oakland takes a timeout. Why don't we step away as well? 65-46, Patriots lead with 2:17 to go in the game. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball.
Whether you're a fan of the Volunteers, the Blue Raiders, the Vandy Commodores, or the Belmont Bruins, you know it all begins on the high school level. Lenny Farmer here again to tell you that over a century ago, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home had our beginning in Rutherford County, serving your family with compassionate funeral arrangements. Although we continue to update our methods of service, our compassion has not changed. Call Jennings and Ayers today at 893-2422 for your burial and cremation needs.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. MTCS defeated Eagle Bowl tonight 71-56. Another win for Jason Piercy's squad and a district game at that. 2:07 and clock rolling. Mulligan for the Bulldogs. Gives it up into the corner to Glover, now back outside to Williams, top of the key, driving and turns the ball over. I'll say hello to Mike Wright, just sent us a tweet, said he was listening into the game. Missing you there on the sidelines, coach. See you real soon, I hope. Patriots look like they're going to pick up a big district win here. Boy, Dalton Smith goes down hard, flipping it up the floor. Into the corner, left side to Tariq Hughes, and he is actually missing the shot, but they call a timeout. Smith was down, tried to make the pass, and he went face down on the floor. He hit really hard, and this looks like a left arm going on. Coach Bell is out there. It happened right in front of the Oakland bench. He threw a bullet down to the right block, and as the coaches attend to him, let's take a TOA injury timeout as Dalton Smith is being attended to with 1:43 to go here in the game. Patriots lead 65-46.
Want everybody to understand that music lessons aren't just for kids. You can do lessons at any age. And on our drum lesson program, we now have Mr. David Northrup teaching in the store, one of the top pro drummers in the country, who's toured with Travis Tritt, John Mellencamp, Lee Greenwood, and lately with Winona Judd. Dave's a great pro drummer, and he's teaching here at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Monty Keene, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Dalton Smith gets up under his own power and walks to the training room here at Oakland. So hope things go well there with him. We'll see what that injury is all about. Meanwhile, Oakland with a minute 37 to go and looking for another win here. Well on their way. Tariq Hughes going to be fouled on the drive. I think it's Mulligan. That's his fourth. And going to the foul line, Tariq Hughes. Under 5 minutes to go in the game. It's Laverne 60, Stewart's Creek 49. Hughes misses the free throws. Our free throw doesn't get another. Mulligan drives, lost the ball out of bounds. Went too fast for his own good. Looks like Dalton was holding on to his kind of right shoulder. It's some type of arm injury. It's either a left arm or a right shoulder, the way he was kind of holding it there. Inbounds from Dalton. I'm sorry, it's not Dalton Smith. Oakland's gone to the bench. Chase Smith, looks like Dalton. Gonda Mary with the shot in the lane. Coach Bell going deep into the bench. I cannot get over how much Chase looks like him. Long pass up the floor. John Thomas into the game underneath the basket. Trying to go up against the big man, Mary. Missed the shot. Rebound, and here comes Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, long pass over to Gonda. Layup, missed it, tip up. That won't fall for Glover, and there's a foul. See if I can get some other names in here. Trey Crawford in for Oakland. And looking for other names here. There's T.J. Stewart, the junior. Mentioned Thomas, didn't I? Yeah. Just trying to make sure I get the names of the subs. So one young man I don't know, number 15. Apologize for that. Not on our roster. Free throw up and no good by Glover from the Toots free throw line. Oakland going to win this district game and improve to 2-3 in district play and 10-9 overall. Driving in the lane, foul by Trey Crawford. Offensive foul. Ran over Smyrna's Taylor Vanderbilt. Coach Brian Turner has not gone down to the cleared the bench, but he's played most everybody on his bench tonight. He's had some injury issues out there as well he's had to deal with. DJ Williams back to Mulligan with 32 seconds. Mulligan bounce pass, gives it up to Williams. Williams deep in the far corner. Got to get rid of it. And Smyrna calls a timeout instead of losing possession of the basketball. We'll step aside as well. 65-48 your score on State Farm Prep Basketball. Oakland going to win this one. Final 23 coming up.
That's amore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Gondolier offers fine Italian and Greek cuisine at affordable prices. Be sure to check their website to learn more about their $4.95 lunch specials and their daily dine-in deals, which include a kids' night, seniors' day, date night, and charity event. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at murfreesborogondolier.com.
State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And on the inbounds, the foul called on Vanderbilt. And the shot, Vanderbilt is fouled by T.J. Stewart. Also checking into the game is junior Zach Hicks for the Oakland Patriots. And free throw is up and no good here by Vanderbilt. I saw that Mike Wright just sent me a text that Cooper Vaughn is the freshman, number 15, that's into the game. So glad we're getting everybody's name in here. Vanderbilt was shooting a three, by the way. He missed the first two tosses. He's got one more toss-up coming here. Shot finally falls through. Laverne 66-44 over Stewart's Creek, a final in here for you on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. I'm sorry, make that 66-54. 66-54, another foul. Coming up the floor. Actually, officials say they're going to just call that a turnover. The Oakland turnover gives it back to Smyrna with 11.8. Just winding down here to an Oakland victory from Randy King Gymnasium. Mulligan pulls up for the three. Swish. First bang three for Mulligan. And there was a timeout called, but I don't think Brian Turner really meant to call that. Oakland inbounds. Hey, this may be a shot by Hicks. Makes it, but not going to count after the buzzer. Thought Zach might have gotten in the old scorebook, but not tonight. Regardless, the Oakland Patriots are a winner, 66-52. 66-52. Oakland improves now to 10-9 on the year, and they are 2-3 in the district. And a big contest tomorrow night with the Riverdale boys, who lost tonight to Siegel by a final of 87-70. We'll jump into all the scores, run down all of the leading scores here in the boys' game, recap the girls' game. We've got a lot to do here in the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show before we call it a night. Oakland, twin wins over the visiting Bulldogs from North Rutherford County, Smyrna, Tennessee tonight. We'll be right back after this timeout with the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Keep that dial locked in wherever you have it, on air, online, and on demand. Stay tuned.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
This is Lester Martin. Visit our full-service nursery and garden center on Northwest Broad with the largest selection, quality, and customer care. Martin's Landscaping offers residential and commercial lawn care and property management from design to installation and maintenance. We have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, playhouses, playsets, and pergolas with the best warranty in the industry.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
With million-dollar lawsuits and drastic increases in court costs, are you adequately insured? We can remove the fear of an unforeseen lawsuit with an umbrella liability policy from Auto Owners Insurance. We'll recommend personal and business protection that meets today's needs. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064. Ask us about no problem protection through Auto Owners.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
Bud's Tire has been helping Rutherford County with tires, oil changes, brakes, and more since 1987. This is Kay Mitchell, and even though we opened Bud's Tire in 1987, Bud started changing tires with his father next to the old hardware store in the 1950s. Just as it was true in the 50s, it is still true today. At Bud's Tire, you will always get friendly customer service. Visit Bud's Tire on the Old Woodbury Highway or call us at 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
The Smyrna Bowling Center, a great place to take the family for fun.
Bright and colorful and not dimly lit like the bowling alleys of old. The fun never ends.
Mark Hubbock is general manager at the Smyrna Bowling Center and says anybody can bowl.
From small children all the way up to senior citizens, anybody can do this sport. It's a great activity. You know, you're taking